Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы говорим с каббалистом.
Hello, dear friends. We're with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. We're continuing our series, the book of Yoshua Ben Nun, Prophets, Kabbalistic Dictionary. But really, I'm looking at all of these words that you're explaining. They suit the Torah, and they fit the entire holy literature that exists. Well, holy books. Why not? It's the same vocabulary everywhere that's taken from the attainment of the upper world. So when we're talking about a desire, when we say desire, when we say land, Eretz in Hebrew, we're talking about the desire, Dr. Lightman. Yeah, nothing changes. What can we talk about? What else? Simeon. So it's important for us to decipher everything that the Kabbalists wrote. Dr. Lightman, no problem. Simeon, what are those wonders that the Creator makes, the miracles, and what are they for? Dr. Lightman, the Creator, He performs miracles all the time. In the world, there's nothing besides miracles. Simeon, suddenly the River of Jordan stops. Dr. Lightman, this is what you mean. Simeon, no, in general, miracles. Dr. Lightman, so why are you giving such examples? The Creator, He stops the waters of the river. So you have to understand what a river is, what is the Jordan, the River of Jordan, and what does it mean that He stops the waters? Simeon, in general, I'm asking the miracles that happen, Dr. Lightman. There are no miracles, even though previously I said that everything in the world is a miracle, are miracles. Then I have to say now that there are no miracles in the world. Simeon, so what is it that seems like miracles from above all the time? The help that the Israelites get, the river stops, Dr. Lightman. It all allegorically talks about the state of a person who is in attainment of the Creator and the way that He governs the world. Simeon, for that person, these aren't miracles. Dr. Lightman, for that person, everything's a miracle because he relates everything, attributes everything to the Creator. Simeon, what are all of these miracles for? Dr. Lightman, what does the Creator do them for? It's simply the way He acts in nature in order to lift man to His degree, to teach him. Simeon, this is why all the miracles. And does man need these miracles? Dr. Lightman, he lives in the Creator all the time and therefore is all the time in His actions. The entire world is the action of the Creator, and therefore everything's a miracle. Or you can say that there are no miracles, it's one and the same. Simeon, so where is this going? Dr. Lightman, wherever you want. We are in a system that is governed by the Creator fully and completely in anything and everything. And it depends how we grasp and perceive this system. It depends on the level of a person's development, etc. Simeon, last question's about this. Dr. Lightman, go ahead, no problem. Simeon, when it says the Creator did a miracle, it said so. The Creator performed a miracle. What does it mean, the word miracle here? Dr. Lightman, then it means something out of the ordinary, not something that happens in the day-to-day life. But Simeon, what does He do it for? What people need evidence or what? Dr. Lightman, it's in order to shake a person up, to raise him to the next level of consciousness and understanding and action, etc. Simeon, man's weak, he needs miracles. Dr. Lightman, no. Man simply grasps such a revelation of the Creator for him as a kind of reward, as a kind of nearing with the Creator, to the Creator. But actually, in all of these actions, since they're not programmed in advance, then for man, this is something out of the ordinary. It's a miracle. Simeon, many times, the word stones is used. Stones are repeated, you know, the stones that were taken from the River of Jordan, the stones that built the monument, the stones that are put on a grave. What are stones, Dr. Lightman? Stones are unchanging. Unchanging objects in nature. A stone is considered that which does not change. Simeon, that don't change, okay? And when it says that, for example, a stone taken from the River of Jordan and or a person was stoned, Dr. Leitman, these are all parts of the Malchut with which a person somehow works, or he builds a structure out of them, or... Simeon, there was a phrase that the Creator throws stones at their enemies, the enemies of Israel, helping them by that. You said that it's like a burdening. Dr. Leitman, yeah, that too, it exists. A rock in and of itself, a stone, is something unchanging. Simeon, stone in Hebrew is even. It means even. Or even comes from the word havana, understanding in Hebrew. Dr. Leitman, if it's a part of the malchut that ascends to bina, then you can talk about even, a stone, as havana, understanding, when there's already a conscious understanding of what that part is, Simeon. And if it's like a burdening, that stone, Dr. Leitman, additional desire, Simeon, additional ego. Yeah. And a person, he might not cross that barrier. Dr. Leitman, yes or no, you can't. It's the circumstances. Simeon, that's according to the text, and we went over it and you explained. Okay, so. Why the nation that was born in the desert was not circumcised? Dr. Leitman, the desert, it's such a state where the quality of bina is lacking. And therefore it was impossible to soften the ego, correct it to the degree of being willing, ready to bestow. And therefore, the circumcision is impossible, meaning to cut off the edge of your heart, that part of desire that you can't correct. Simeon, so what is a circumcision then? Dr. Leitman, circumcision is the edge of the malchut that is cut off, circumcised as a symbol of my consent with the Creator that the fourth part of the Malchut can't be corrected, and it is corrected only by it being cut off and thrown into the sand, into the ground. Simeon, what is the fourth part of the Malchut, Dr. Leitman? An egoistic desire that you can't correct. Simeon, and I have to understand that it can't be corrected? Dr. Leitman, man can't understand that. It's done by his previous degree, his father, or spiritual father, or... Simeon, he circumcises that part. Okay. Why immediately after the circumcision, man stops falling from the sky? When the Israelites crossed the River of Jordan, there's the circumcision, Dr. Leitman. They already enter such a state where they themselves can get their spiritual nourishment, meaning to turn to the Creator. Simeon, they can start feeding off the land. So what is man then? Dr. Leitman, man is that which a person attributes, relates, turns to the Creator. It's not what falls from above. We consider man as the option, possibility, ability of turning to the Creator. But this is a more serious interpretation. Simeon, and when it says that man falls from above, what does it mean, Dr. Leitman? It means that which a man asks of the Creator, this is what he gets an answer for. And this answer gives a person everything that he needs. It corrects him to the degree where he comes into contact with the Creator. Simeon, what does it mean to start eating the fruits of this land? Meaning, that desire that you correct, it becomes fruitful, fertile, this desire. It gives you the ability to exist. You get light from the Creator. These parts of light that enter your desire, they fill it, correct it, grow it. These are the fruits of the land of Israel. That's what it's called. Israel, meaning those aspiring for the Creator. This is how a person establishes a connection between himself and the Creator. Simeon, but the actions themselves, Dr. Lightman, they're, Simeon, I hear some noises, something, but okay. We'll see. What does a person's footwear mean? Dr. Lightman, footwear is like a protective screen that needs to be on the final degree of man's desire. And therefore, when a person needs to take off his shoes, if he's standing on holy land or in a special place, then the shoes are taken off. And this symbolizes that a person's corrected, and that in his entire desire, there is nothing that is not corrected. Simeon, beautiful. So when the feet don't touch the ground, symbolically, it means that a person is not corrected, that there's footwear between them. Dr. Lipton, no, it's not that way, but when a person has egoistic desires, then they're all accumulated on his lowest degree and his feet. And therefore, he must wear shoes on his feet, not to stand if he touches holy ground. This is, there's need to explain this further. Simeon, so when there's the order of take your shoes off, it means what? Dr. Lightman, it means that you need to examine yourself and correct it on your lowest degree, heaviest degree. Simeon, on the most egoist degree, you examine whether it corresponds with this land. What does it mean to hear, and what does it mean to see? Dr. Lightman, to hear, it's on the level of Bina, through the level of Bina, and to see is through the level of Chokhmah. Simeon, and if to explain it a bit further in different language. Dr. Lightman, if I'm on the level of Bina, then I hear what the Creator tells me. And if I'm on the level of Chokhmah, then I see. That's already a tremendous degree. I see my connection with the Creator. Simeon, a horn, the sound of a horn. They hear the sound of the horn and the walls of Jericho fall. So what is the sound of the horn? Dr. Lightman, well, this is a gigantic degree of mercy that destroys the egoistic